Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said the latest effort to kill Macondo Well is underway, and a permanent fix for the gusher may be merely weeks out.
Monday through Wednesday of this week, preparing the well. Wednesday through Saturday and Sunday, running the casing pipe to be in a position on Monday, the 2nd of August, to begin the static kill, and then approximately 5 days later to begin the bottom kill. So at the end of week after next, we have the potential to enter the annulus and begin killing the well.
And while the spill response leader seemed optimistic, he said the cleanup effort will be ongoing.
Well, what we have is an aggregation of hundreds of thousands of patches of oil, and the challenge is to find out where they're at right now because they're widely dispersed and get skimming on top of them so they don't come ashore.
The good news, Allen said, is that if all goes as planned, the Gulf will see no new oil.
Well, if it stands right now and the cap stays in place and we're able to kill the well, then we've seen the amount of oil that's going to be discharged. Again, we're not going to declare any victory on this until that well is killed. That said, when this spill first started, it took about 4 to 6 weeks for the oil to actually start impacting shore, and this can vary on the wind and the current conditions. So we fully expect that if you look around the 15th of July when we were able to put the cap in place, I think we can expect for 4 to 6 weeks after that, or maybe even longer, depending on the weather conditions, for oil to continue to come ashore.
But Allen did say that much of the oil has not been accounted for. He noted widespread concern over massive undersea oil plumes like the ones a team of Florida researchers confirmed were from the broken well.
We know there's a lot of concern out there about the fact of undersea oil that may not have been located. We continue to look for that, and NOAA is being very aggressive right now in their hydrocarbon testing of the water column.
Another snag in the cleanup effort is that it's happening in the heart of hurricane season. Rear Admiral Paul Zukunft, the disaster's federal on-scene coordinator, said that when Tropical Depression Bonnie washed through the Gulf on Saturday, oil cleanup efforts were substantially offset, something that calls into question what would happen were a stronger storm to travel through the area.
Even though the storm provided a very moderate storm surge, we had over 95 miles worth of boom that was displaced, another 32 miles of boom that is now stranded in marshy areas. So a lot of these vessels of opportunity are going to be replacing and resituating some of that boom, which is a concern of mine. You know, Bonnie was really not much of a storm, but we see what it does to boom, and I've got 3.5 million feet of this boom out there.
But while officials maintain a rosy view of the disaster recovery, tourism in the affected states is still taking a beating. Today, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke says the Gulf Coast tourism business needs more advertising money from BP to attract oil-wary visitors. He told the U.S. Tourism and Travel Advisory Board in New Orleans that a tourism recovery will take a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of money. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.